you know what you're ready to say what you're going to do at quarterback yet?
We have no idea at this point.
Is that a tough spot to be in?
Very much so. You know, it's difficult in that you'd like to be kind of settled and know where you're headed, but, you know, we've got some issues. So we probably, I don't know really when we'll have something definitive. Hopefully tomorrow, but today we'll learn a lot, so we'll see.
How about McFadden?
What's that?
How about McFadden?
You know, he's questionable. You know, hoping to get him back. We thought he was going to be back last week and just wasn't ready to go. At this point, he's pretty similar to last week at this point, so we'll see.
When you're talking about the quarterbacks, is it going to be between Campbell and Baller, or is Gradkowski still?
No, hey, Bruce is he's going to go out and try to work today, so we'll see.
When you look at this division right now, what do you see from top to bottom and the four teams and kind of everybody being right there?
Well, I think you got a team that's been on top for a while in San Diego, and then you've got three teams that are trying to get themselves back to in a position where we can contend and win the division. I think you got three teams that are building and growing, and one team that has been on top. But it's had a few struggles this year, so it's a very interesting division, to say the least.
When you look at your quarterback situation over the last couple of years, I'm sure this was not a situation you guys anticipated being in the middle of this year with still so much uncertainty. What's that been like for you, kind of always having these questions at that position?
Well, frustrating. I mean, this is a quarterback-driven league, and, I think that, over this last couple of years, 3 years, we've tried to get that to be a settled position in this organization, and we haven't quite got there yet. But this year, it seems to have more to do with the injury and that sort of thing, rather than having good players. I think we've got good players, and I think we've had good players, just keeping them healthy.
Did Jason Campbell's knee injury, how much did that come into play in his performance against the 49ers?
Well, it happened relatively early, but, we're not an excuse group, so, I would just tell you it had nothing to do with it. He's got to play to a level that he expects himself to play at and we expect him to play at.
Tom, do you have any feelings on the edict from the league about helmet-to-helmet hits?
My whole feeling is it's difficult subject. There's so much happened so quickly. To say that someone's trying to do that or whatever, I think is wrong. I just think that we're educating them constantly. We've made a big deal in the last couple of years about what helmet-to-helmet contact is and launching and all those kind of things. So I just think it's a tough subject. I'm not sure that, there's a right way to do it.
How's Lamar Houston been for you?
He's been very good. He's a nice second-round pick that has come in and contributed. And, he loves to play the game, so it brings a great energy and spirit to the game. And, he works his rear end off every day. I think he's a good teammate. I think the players like having him on their team and in the huddle. And I think he's been a real positive for us.
You guys have been pretty successful in the last couple trips here to Denver. What's been the key to that, you guys been able to win the last couple games here in 09 and 08?
Just finding a way. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is just finding a way to win and doing enough to win those games.
Tom, do you expect to see a lot of 4-3 with the changes here in Denver with the injuries and that? Does that complicate your preparations at all?
No, we'll prepare for all of it. I mean, every team gives you three or four looks, so it's not, out of the norm or anything like that. We'll just get prepared and go play.
How about with Tim Tebow playing a little bit more last week? Do you expect to see some Wildcat? Do you prepare for seeing a little bit of him too?
Well, I think you have to. Obviously he's got a background in it, and as he gets more acclimated to the NFL and they're comfortable using him, I'm sure he'll play more.
Tom Demaryius Thomas has had trouble cracking the receiving core for playing time, but have you seen enough of him to get an impression?
Yeah, he's good.
Any chance you could expound on that? What makes him good?
No, you guys see it. They've got an outstanding receiving core. To me, I think they have the best group that we've seen thus far, and maybe we'll see all year as a group. It's a real chore to cover these guys, and they throw the ball very, very well. Kyle's playing at a high level. So, you know, to me, you know, they've got a bunch of good players, and for him not to get as much time probably as he wants or whatever that is, it's just a matter of time. That guy's a special player.